minutes away from 9, ABC Far North. I constantly hear about the benefits of practicing mindfulness,
and I would, but I'm not entirely sure what it is. So today, it's the perfect day for me to find out. It's World Meditation Day. So what is mindfulness? How can we practice it? Work, at home? Edwina Griffin is a health and high performance expert who's going to give us a few tips on how we can bring a little bit of extra calm into our day. G'day, Edwina. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Kia. Thank you for having me.
Help me to understand what mindfulness is.
Sure thing. Well, I think mindfulness very much is about being in the present moment. So it's bringing that awareness to the present. A lot of stress that's created in our day is about living in the past or the future. So it's actually bringing the awareness into everything we're doing in the present moment, whether that be around, you know, noticing and having awareness when you're walking, when you're drinking a glass of water, when you're eating a meal, or whether it be just consciously coming into our own awareness of breath. It's taking those small moments throughout the day. And I think on a day like World Meditation Day, a lot of the preconceived ideas on meditation are, you know, you need 2 20-minute sessions a day to get any benefit from meditation. And I think that mindfulness message that you mentioned is great because it's all about bringing the small mini meditations in throughout the day, and it's more achievable.
And what does a mini meditation look like, Edwina?
Well, mini meditations are, again, about that presence. So mindfulness is that awareness. So a mini meditation can be literally when you're eating your meal, that becomes a ritual. You become conscious of what's going into your mouth. When you're drinking a glass of water, it's bringing the awareness into that present moment. It could be waiting for a bus where you literally just close your eyes, go into yourself, bring the awareness to breath, notice what you're feeling, notice what's around you. It could be the awareness of a flower in the garden. And so it's bringing it into whatever is happening at that time and focusing on that. And it can be a positive way to shift your mindset in that if you focus on the beautiful flower or the sun shining when, say, maybe you're not feeling so great, it can help to re-establish positive neural pathways, which is where it can have that sort of brain retraining the mind and neuroplastic.
Now, many of us are going to be at work today, Edwina. How can we bring that mindfulness, the practices that you're describing, into a work context?
Well, I mean, very much everything we do, so even walking between meetings, it's bringing your awareness into your own body as you walk between a meeting. It's about having a mini break before meetings, allowing them 5 minutes before, or even on a day like World Meditation Day, bringing your team together and having a group meditation for that 2 minutes to bring everyone into the present. It brings that self-awareness back and also the awareness of those that's around us. So bringing people into the now instead of coming into a meeting with all the past, let's say the argument with the partner this morning or the phone call that didn't go so well. So just trying to clear those energy, bring people right into the now, right into the intention of what's going on right now.
Now, this sounds like a great idea and a great thing to practice, Edwina. Can I ask you before I let you go about just World Meditation Day? How long has this been a thing for?
It's been a thing that I'm aware of for about the last 10 years that I'm aware of. And so prior to that, I wasn't so aware of it. But I think it's interesting. It's becoming World Meditation Day is about group consciousness and world consciousness shifting. People are becoming more, you know, in the past, meditation was about yogis and Buddhists that were more focused on this, whereas it's becoming mainstream. So I think the momentum of World Meditation Day has become more and more a worldwide event in the past few years.
Edwina, really appreciate your time this morning. Have a good World Meditation Day.
Thank you. Happy meditating.
Right back at you. That's Edwina Griffin there, who is a health and high performance expert, telling you a few of the things that you can do to practice some mindfulness today, whether it be at work, at school, or at home. News is coming.